Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Matthew in Ukraine is on the live with us. Matthew, thank you for making time today. Nice to speak with you, as always. Where are you at, man?
Well, I'm at the FOB right now. I sent you the pictures.
Okay, so you're still at the same place you sent me the pictures of last week.
Yes.
And you said at the time that you were going out looking for vegetables.
Yes.
Did you find...
You
found some vegetables? What vegetables did you find?
We did. The usual... all vegetables for Ukraine. So we've got beets, carrots, potatoes, and cabbage.
Oh man, you got any good cooks over there?
Oh yeah, I'm borscht out. Let me just put it that way. I've had borscht. Three big giant pots of borscht. We've had borscht with beef, borscht with pork, borscht with everything but chicken. So yeah.
Oh man! All right. I guess just kind of give us what's the top thing you want our audience to know about what's happening in Ukraine right now? It seems like there's a lot to follow in terms of, I don't know, Putin just tested out this like nuclear powered missile. You know anything about those?
Yeah, I mean, the United States had something like that in the '60s, and I think they got away from it just because it was it's not efficient.
It seems insanely expensive, right? And just if you're listening, you don't know what we're talking about. It's not a nuclear missile. It's a nuclear powered missile. So it's not like it's going to deliver a payload, but apparently it's very difficult to shoot down, or at least that's what he's claiming. But that was the first thing I thought. I was like, that seems prohibitively expensive, but what do you think?
It's no more difficult than any other cruise missile. And we usually shoot down quite a few of them. Even though a few get through, they usually just overwhelm the air defenses here. Mm-hmm. So, we've got some Shaheds headed our way right now. We don't know if they're going to stop over us or just keep going, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on. What else do you want to tell people?
He says they tested that cruise missile, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
So that's just me.
No reason for us to really believe anything he says. No video.
Yeah. He's a liar.
Well, while we're talking about missiles, are you guys going to get these Tomahawks? What is the feeling on the ground about what the Trump administration is going to deliver in terms of weapons support?
Some people are fairly positive about eventually getting Tomahawks. I'm more of a cynic. We've got our own missiles. They're called Flamingos. They're based on an older cruise missile design, but they're very effective.
Flamingos? We've
used them already. Yes. Yes, and they're quite effective.
Why do they call them flamingos?
When they've been used.
I would think, I'm just a radio guy, but if I was going to develop a missile, I'd give it like a badass name, you know, like a Terrapin or something like that. I don't know where you get flamingos from.
I don't know. I didn't name it, but that's the joke.
We have ordered 500 new flamingos from Lockheed Martin. Shaking your boots, Putin. It's like, man, flamingos. Okay.
They say they're manufacturing 10 a day, so we'll see. But look, things are, the Russians are on their heels. We're really mauling them right now with our drones, at the FPV drones. They can't move at all without getting swarmed. Mm-hmm. So, and some things are happening. That's why all of a sudden, you know, Demetrius shows up in D.C. for talks, but there's nothing to talk about, and most Ukrainians don't want the ceasefire freezing the lines anymore. They feel like, you know, even though they're striking the power infrastructure, and, you know, there may not be heat this winter for millions of people, they still... Yeah, feel like we've got the upper hand.
Say more about that, because I was kind of under the impression that this is a thing that Russia and armed forces had been doing all along, is targeting energy infrastructure in order to make it, you know, particularly uncomfortable for the people of Ukraine to get through those long winters. But is this winter set to really be any different?
Oh, it's going to be a bad one. Yeah. So, that goes without saying. The forecast is, you know, I mean, they're basically telling people if you can leave Kyiv, to leave and head west and go somewhere where there'll be heat. The temperature and where we're staying, I mean, we light a fire at night, right? But the temperature drops to like 50 degrees in the house at night. It'll get worse when it's 20 below outside. We're geared up for it.
Below,
the kids that have to go to school, the old ladies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's going to be kind of tough. So,
what is the mood among you and your fellow fighters about Western politics right now? Are people following, the continuing debates in the U.S. and around Europe about funding the war, or are you busy just trying to stay alive?
People are following it. You know, you get this perplexed look from people that you run into. Man, what's going on? I don't know, man. I'm focused on what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what I tell them now, right? It's unfortunate. And people here just think the United States, you know, the average person on the street in Ukraine thinks the United States has devolved into some sort of quasi dictatorship. Mm-hmm. They just don't understand it. It's not what they pictured the United States being. But, you know, they still think it's a good place and the people are good, and they just think that the politics are very toxic.
So, yeah.
Politics are toxic here as well, right?
Yeah, so, you know, it's everybody's turn in the barrel at some point, you know. Lots of countries have gone through something similar in the last century where, you know, it's like the people are good, the foundation is good, the bones are good, but then there's a movement that comes through and makes you kind of wonder, like, does the product really match the packaging? Matthew, you shared with me a while back, and people always want to know about your family. When you come on the air and you tell us that, hey, man, I picked up from Louisiana and I moved my ass to Ukraine and I don't really intend to leave until the war is over, and I intend to actually stay here after the war is over. And if you don't want to talk about this, that's fine. We'll just steer the conversation somewhere else. Your wife is now in Ukraine with you. I mean, not with you at the FOB, but she's in Ukraine, right?
Correct. So she has moved to Ukraine. So we have pulled up roots, and I've already submitted my paperwork for citizenship because I finished my first 3-year contract. I was eligible.
Well, and surely they'll award it to you. I mean, you know all kinds of important people in Ukraine. No issue there, no question.
It's automatic. It just rolls right through. So, yeah.
So what is your wife planning to do? I mean, is she retirement age, or how do you plan to make a life?
She wants to do some. So she has a degree in business, and she basically, first things first, she wanted to teach English. So, and there is a big need for that. She just wants to volunteer. So, I mean, we're not here to make money. We're here to make a difference. So, I make enough money from the armed forces here to live. So we're in good shape. We sold our house, so we got a little nest egg.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Well, I guess that begs the question, too. It's like, you know, how are you planning for your future? You know, when you talk to, I don't know, I guess we can talk about two different things here. When you talk to civilians who are thinking about their family's future and where are they going to put down roots, maybe they think, you know, maybe we want to leave Ukraine. Or, you know, how do you think about buying a house or starting a business or starting a family? What is the kind of emotional texture of those conversations that you have with civilians about, you know, what's next in their lives?
Civilians here.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, they are living, I mean, they're very resilient here. So it's business as usual for them, except sometimes you're miserable because you don't have heat or electricity. Or you can't sleep at night because you have to go sit in a shelter if you're in a big city.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, everyone's going about their business like it's business as usual. It's a little bit of a bureaucracy here to do anything, like starting a business or anything of that nature. Right. It's the same anywhere you go, but I mean, most people are, most civilians here, when they hear that we have pulled up stakes and moved here, they're like, oh my God, really? Yes. And they're like, thank you. You know, you're very welcome here. So we haven't gotten any pushback from anyone. And they're very happy and welcoming for us here. And, they most of them want to help us. So establish ourselves here. So,
if you're just tuning in,
we just want to blend in and fit in.
I'm sure. So. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Matthew in Ukraine. Matthew and I kind of struck up a friendship a couple of years ago when he had first gone out to Ukraine and was a listener of the Scoot on the Air program and WWL and was texting in and eventually just invited him and said, hey, man, why don't you come on the air and tell us about it? And we become friends. Matthew, I do want to know, too, what is the word from some of the cities sort of in the southeast of Ukraine, right? Because there are conversations about, you know, freezing the line and like adjusting the border of Ukraine to make it smaller so that the Russian occupied territory just becomes officially part of Russia. Well, that includes some towns and cities that we heard a lot about at the beginning of the war. I'm thinking of Luhansk, Mariupol, Melitopol. Is that how you say that? I'm not sure about that last one.
Melitopol. Yeah, Melitopol.
Is there anything left of those cities? Because I remember those were places where there was sort of a last stand by Ukrainian armed forces, and the Russians were pretty thorough about destroying those places. What is life like
Mariupol,
in those cities?
Right?
Yeah.
That was Mariupol. There are literally hundreds of thousands of unmarked graves there. The Russians killed everybody there that didn't leave. So, it is against the constitution of the Ukrainian nation to give up territory to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just don't see that happening. Ceasefire to commence negotiations, yes. Not ceasefire, you can have this territory. Yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard rumblings that, you know, hey, even if there's a peace treaty, there's never going to be peace. So, I think I'll probably end up serving here till I'm physically unable to serve anymore. So,
let's say Mariupol, Luhansk, some of these other territories are liberated in the short-term future. There will be a sort of discovery process, won't there, when Ukrainian armed forces when they get back into those territories. In my mind, it sounds a bit like, you know, when the Americans arrived at the concentration camps in Germany and Austria and Poland after World War II and just couldn't quite believe what they had found. Is that kind of what's going to happen when we reclaim some of these cities that Russia has destroyed?
We have no idea what
it's like there.
No, we already know. We can see the mass graves on the satellite photos, and we can see them with drones. So, and the graves just expand as they demolish apartment blocks that were damaged and raise everything. They all the bodies to these mass graves and they bury them. So it's expected and it's a war crime. This is going to be the next big war crimes tribunal. It's going to roll out of this war right here.
Well,
hopefully it's effective.
I hope Putin lives long enough to be held accountable. Matthew, we'll take a quick break, and then I got several texts for you on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line.
Sure.
We'll let the audience get in here. My guest is Matthew in Ukraine. We'll step away and take care of some business. If you want to find anything out from him, you can shoot me a text or even give me a call. 504-258-8706 is the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. That's a way to get in touch. We'll be right back with Matthew in Ukraine. Stick around. Ian Hoke on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
WL. We're back at it with Matthew in Ukraine. Got a lot of great questions for you, man, on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. Here's a text that says, is there some success in getting Ukrainian children back from Russia?
Man, maybe a few a month is all we're seeing. We're not seeing a whole lot. So, no, I'd say there's no success considering, you know, hundreds of thousands are gone.
Yeah, I feel like I saw a headline about this a couple weeks ago. The first lady, I guess, actually had some hand in some sort of program, but I didn't read the whole story. But it seemed to me, based on what I understand about the number of children that were kidnapped, it's a lot. It's going to take a lot more than a little, you know, kind of side hand effort from the first lady of the United States to repatriate those kids.
Yeah, it's going to take a surrender, an unconditional surrender on the part of the Russians and their acquiescence to return the children.
Here's a text.
And that's a big condition of the peace here, is to return the children.
God, I hope so.
Yes.
Ask Matthew, what percentage of the Ukrainian population has left the country, and what is the draft age in Ukraine?
So draft age is... conscription age is 25 to 60.
Really?
Yes.
Why not younger than 25? That seems not
so. You can, that's conscription because they want the younger males, and I mean women can join as well, right? Mm-hmm. So, but they want the younger males to be able to go to college, maybe start a family before they get conscripted. So, okay. But there is the opportunity to join, to enlist from the age of 18.
Yeah, of course.
If you're over 60, so the cutoff is 60, but you can enlist if you're, you know, so basically if you're 60 and you're in, you can stay in as long as you're physically able to perform.
And what percentage of the population do you think has left the country, if you had to guess?
Oh, you know, it's crazy. You really can't tell if you're in a city like Kyiv because, mm-hmm. people left the East and moved into Kyiv, even though some people left Kyiv and left the country, right? I mean, there's more people in Kyiv now than there were when the war started. That's why the traffic's so bad.
Whoa.
But that's the joke, right? I'd say maybe I've heard 20%. Most of it's females, just females have left. Males of conscription age could not leave, right? And if you try to avoid the draft here, you can get stopped at a checkpoint. They'll check your ID, ping you with some facial rec. If you've been dodging your conscription notice, they'll pick you up on the spot.
Couple more texts. Here's one that says, what is the current state? Oh, this is Mark the historian. Hi, Mark. What is the current state of Russia's troops? Conscripts don't last long in the field. Their morale can't be good.
Their morale is pretty bad. It's not that they don't last long at all. So they call them meat assaults, and they get 5 days of training, and then they throw them in the front and they send them on a meat wave, and they get killed. Yeah. And they just keep piling in more. It's like fighting zombies. You've seen some of the pictures of these guys I've sent you, and they're just not a tooth in their head.
Look like
the ones we capture. The ones we capture. The first thing I tell everybody is just assume they have tuberculosis and hepatitis and AIDS.
Jeez.
Just assume.
Oof.
So
God, that's horrible. Here's a text that says, "Are the reports not accurate that Russia is making advances in the East?"
And it's funny because you hear reports that they make advances, but those advances could be 100 meters or 50 meters.
Wow.
And they may advance on one side of a village, and we may advance and just basically cut them off the next day and have a pocket, what we call a cauldron, and then we just eliminate them inside the cauldron, right? Mm-hmm. They either surrender or they die. So you don't hear about those, but it's happening a lot. We're about to close another one pretty close to where I'm at right now. So hopefully we can track about 2,500 more of them in there and deal with them accordingly.
Couple more quick ones before we let you go, brother. Here's a text that says, have you met Zelensky?
I have. It's funny you mentioned that. I have met him.
How did that go for you? Tell us about it if you can.
I just a handshake, met the guy that basically is chief of staff, and was in a meeting with him. Zelensky's office is right next to his office. Just happened to have the door open, said hello. This is in 2022, right? So this is a while back. He wouldn't remember me.
I bet he meets a lot of people. Yeah.
He meets a lot of people, man. So, hopefully next time I see him, we'll be at a victory parade.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. I can't remember if I'd asked you about this. Did you ever watch the TV show that he was on before the war, before he became president? You ever see any of that?
So my wife did. I'm just so busy. Every day I sit down, I say, I'm going to start watching that. And
I think Matthew, we all understand if you have to spend your day hunting down beets and dodging drones, maybe at the end of the day, you just want to go to sleep instead of watching President Zelensky's old sitcom, right? I think we get it.
Yeah, I actually have a video to send you. I forgot to send it the other day. There was a drone about 40 feet away from me looking around for us. So I need to send that to you.
Hey, yeah, too. I did want to ask you, too, about, and we do have to draw to a close here, so go quick. We spoke like a month or so ago about these Russian spies or some kind of spies that were like up in your business in the city, assassinating people. Guy who's dressed up as a delivery, like a DoorDash guy, and he shot the speaker dead in the street. Is there anything else like that lately, or did they kind of put
still
a stop
going
to that?
On, man? Still right. Going on. They're still putting bombs underneath people's vehicles, and that's. That's why they sent a lot of us. They hurried and got us all out of the big cities, and we're back at the front. And so if we rotate off the front, we don't rotate back to the city anymore. Mm-hmm. So So, hey, and by the way, I wanted to let you know that I got a care package. I sent you a picture. The guys here are hooked on community coffee, the instant. So we've been drinking the hell out of it.
Community coffee, so, that's the official coffee of WWL. You guys are drinking that over there?
Look at that.
How about that?
Yes.
Wow, they're going to love to hear about that.
Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were drinking that Nescafe red mug, and I was like, hey, man, that's garbage. We graduated to community, and they were like, what's that? And they were like,
sweet summer children. You have no idea what you're in for.
Sit down.
Enjoy a cuppa.
Yep.
Fantastic. Man, I hate that we have to stop, but we do have to stop. Just last thing you want to say to our audience before we let you go, and we'll catch up with you again in another month or so?
Yeah. Just thanks for all the support. Try to focus on more than one source of news here. Mm-hmm. Again, another a good source of news would be the Kyiv Independent.
I love Kyiv Independent.
If you want to look online. Yes.
Great.
So, yeah.
Every time we talk to you, man, I get a ton of texts. You know, here's one that says, this is unbelievably informative and raw. The whole world should hear this. God bless Matthew. Matthew is amazing. And you really are. And we're so grateful to get a chance to speak with you like this. And God bless and stay safe, man. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, man.
Send me a picture of that community coffee. I want to see that. We'll come back and have just a few minutes before we have to hand it off to news at 2 o'clock. Then we'll do the news bomb. Lots more to get to today. I'm not going anywhere, neither should you. Don't touch that dial. Be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.